As he approached the battlefield, Kumbhakarna expanded his body to 600 bow lengths in height and 100 bow lengths in width. And even though he was determined to kill Ram and Lakshman and devour the entire monkey army, he soon began to notice many fearful omens. Meteors streaked across the sky, and she-jackals howled ominously. Kumbhakarna's left eye began to twitch, and his left arm throbbed. Then a vulture alighted upon the spear which Kumbhakarna carried, but under the sway of destiny, the puffed-up Kumbhakarna did not heed these inauspicious warnings. As Kumbhakarna stepped over the defensive wall and entered the battlefield, the monkeys panicked, running away in fear. However, Angada managed to rally the army, and when the monkeys returned, they showered Kumbhakarna with countless trees and mountain peaks. Regardless, their missiles simply broke to pieces upon striking the Rakshasa's gigantic body. In retaliation, Kumbhakarna began to slaughter multitudes of monkeys, and once again the monkeys panicked. In the stampede that followed, some fell from the cliffs into the ocean, while others kept their eyes closed out of fear. Angada then rallied the army. "Oh, it is better to die gloriously in battle than to flee in the hope of finding a life of ease. Such cowards have to pass the duration of their lives being ridiculed by their relatives. Indeed, such insults give more pain than death itself." But still, the monkeys and their commanders continued fleeing, for they considered their lives to be very dear. Finally, when Angada assured them that Ram would kill the giant, gradually they returned to the battlefield. Soon, the monkeys were rushing towards Kumbhakarna, and the gigantic Rakshasa struck down 8,700 monkeys, swinging his club on all sides. Then, taking as many as 30 monkeys at a time in his arms, Kumbhakarna stuffed them into his cavernous mouth. The monkey Dvivida then threw a huge rock at Kumbhakarna, but when the rock missed its mark, it landed among the Rakshasa's army, smashing many of the soldiers. And from the sky, Hanuman tried to shower mountain peaks upon Kumbhakarna, but the colossal Rakshasa easily tore them to pieces with his hands. Then, when Kumbhakarna took up his spear and rushed at the monkeys, Hanuman stood in his path and hurled a great mountain peak at him. Kumbhakarna avoided the blow, however, and when he threw his spear in retaliation, it pierced Hanuman's chest, causing him to vomit blood and cry out in pain. While the Rakshasas rejoiced upon seeing Hanuman's plight, the monkeys fearfully scattered in all directions. However, Nila quickly rallied the retreating warriors. Then he hurled a mountain peak at Kumbhakarna, which Kumbhakarna easily broke to pieces with his fist. Rishabha, Saurabha, Nila, Gavaksha, and Gandamada then pounced upon Kumbhakarna all at once. But the gigantic Rakshasa felt their powerful blows to be as severe as loving caresses. Kumbhakarna caught hold of Rishabha, and after squeezing him in his hand, threw him down unconscious upon the ground. The Rakshasa then struck the other four monkey heroes, making them all fall down in a swoon. At this, the other monkeys became enraged, and thousands of them attacked Kumbhakarna at once, climbing all over his body as if it were a mountain. But as the monkeys tried to bite him with their long, sharp teeth, Kumbhakarna grabbed them in his arms, stuffing them into his gaping mouth. And so in this way, Kumbhakarna ranged over the battlefield, devouring innumerable monkeys, although some managed to escape through his nostrils and ears after entering his mouth. As the monkey soldiers ran to the shelter of Ram's lotus feet, Angada suddenly rushed at Kumbhakarna, flinging a mountain peak at his head. But this only served to enrage the gigantic Rakshasa even further, who then rushed at Angada, hurling his spear. Angada jumped to dodge the spear and slapped Kumbhakarna in the chest, making him fall to the ground unconscious. However, Kumbhakarna quickly got up and hit Angada with the back of his hand, causing Angada to fall down into a daze. Kumbhakarna then picked up his spear and rushed at Sugriva, who quickly took up a mountain peak to oppose him. But when Sugriva hurled the giant mass of rocks at Kumbhakarna's chest, it merely shattered into millions of pieces. All the Rakshasas shouted with joy, but the monkeys grew despondent. Then Kumbhakarna violently hurled his spear at Sugriva, roaring tumultuously. Hanuman, however, had been carefully watching the duel, and upon seeing the plight of Sugriva, Hanuman suddenly leaped up and caught the spear mid-air, breaking it in half over his knee. Now the monkeys roared with delight upon seeing this extraordinary feat, leaving Kumbhakarna disheartened. Then, after breaking off a mountain peak with great agitation, Kumbhakarna hurled it impetuously at Sugriva. And when the Monkey King fell unconscious from the blow, Kumbhakarna picked him up, tucked him under his arm, and carried him back to Lanka. Seeing this, Hanuman thought, "Oh, if Sugriva is taken prisoner, then our cause is lost. Therefore, I shall expand myself to become as huge as a mountain, and then I shall kill Kumbhakarna." But the next moment, however, Hanuman reconsidered. "No, surely Sugriva will soon regain consciousness and somehow free himself. For if it appears that the king has to be saved by someone else, then he will become humiliated and disheartened." Kumbhakarna then entered Lanka with Sugriva held captive. While the rejoicing citizens showered unbroken grains and scented water upon their victorious hero. These offerings, however, only helped to revive Sugriva. Thus, after getting his bearings, the Monkey King began to fight back. Sugriva first tore off Kumbhakarna's earlobes with his sharp nails. Then he bit off the Rakshasa's nose and split his sides open with the claws of his toes. Sharply pained, Kumbhakarna angrily threw down Sugriva and began beating him. However, Sugriva quickly bounded into the air and returned to the side of Lord Ram within an instant. Feeling famished, the enraged Kumbhakarna picked up a huge hammer and re-entered the enemy ranks in order to devour the monkeys. Taking handfuls of monkeys and Rakshasas alike, Kumbhakarna stuffed them into his mouth, and streams of blood and fat poured from its corners. Although the panic-stricken monkeys tried to take shelter of Lord Ram, Kumbhakarna ran here and there, encircling hundreds at a time with his outstretched arms. Lakshman then came to attack Kumbhakarna with showers of arrows, but the Rakshasa deflected them all. Seeing this, the enraged Lakshman proceeded to cover his armor with more arrows. Kumbhakarna disdainfully said, "I wish to fight with Ram, not his younger brother." And in response, Lakshman pointed to Ram. Kumbhakarna then passed Lakshman by, heading towards Ram. When the giant Kumbhakarna rushed at him, Ram quickly released a Rudra weapon. As it disappeared into his chest, Kumbhakarna began to stagger, dropping his club and scattering his other weapons here and there. The unarmed Kumbhakarna then drove off with his fists the monkeys who hoped to take advantage of the setback. Then Kumbhakarna seized the mountain peak and rushed towards Ram. Ram quickly tore the massive rocks into small pieces with 7 arrows, and the falling debris knocked down more than 200 monkeys. Lakshman then told Ram, "This Kumbhakarna is so intoxicated from drinking blood that he devours monkeys and Rakshasas alike without discrimination. If thousands of monkeys were to suddenly climb over Kumbhakarna's body, thus weighing him down, this Rakshasa could easily be defeated." Then innumerable monkeys began to crawl all over Kumbhakarna's body. The giant tried shaking the monkeys loose from his body as he continued meandering about, looking for monkeys to devour. Ram thus took this opportunity to rush forward. With his bowstring stretched to his ear, Ram challenged, "Oh, worst of the Rakshasas, please stand before me for just a moment while my arrows dispatch you to the abode of Yamaraj." Looking up, Kumbhakarna was overjoyed to see Ram standing before him. Laughing gleefully, he said, "Ha, ha, 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 ha! What good fortune! Since you have so kindly given me this opportunity, I shall devour you at once." Ram then showered torrents of arrows, but without being disturbed, Kumbhakarna picked up a terrible mace, hoping to slay his enemy without delay. And in response, Ram evoked a powerful Vayu weapon, severing the giant's right arm, which held his gigantic club. Kumbhakarna screamed out in agony as his colossal arm fell to the ground, crushing an entire division of monkey soldiers. Mad with rage, Kumbhakarna tore up a huge tree with his left arm, rushing towards Ram. However, by invoking a mighty Indra weapon, Ram severed the giant's remaining arm. As the huge arm tumbled to the ground, numerous monkeys and Rakshasas were all crushed. But even though bereft of both of his arms, Kumbhakarna continued to rush towards Ram, making a terrible roaring sound. Then, with 2 arrows, Ram cut off the Rakshasa's feet. And still, Kumbhakarna opened his horrible mouth and hobbled frantically towards Ram, hoping to devour him. As Kumbhakarna steadily approached, Ram filled his gaping mouth with so many arrows that the huge Rakshasa began gasping for breath. Finally, Kumbhakarna began to topple, losing consciousness out of extreme pain. Ram then discharged another Indra weapon that streaked across the sky, illuminating all directions and ultimately tearing off the head of Kumbhakarna. Kumbhakarna's gigantic body crashed into the sea, crushing to death huge fish and alligators. His head, shining like the full moon, landed on Ravana's highway in Lanka, demolishing big palaces and huge sections of the defensive walls and gates. And from the sky, the demigods gave ecstatic shouts of joy, and the monkeys began talking of Ram's victory as though they each had five mouths. As Kumbhakarna's relatives cried out in grief, Ram experienced transcendental bliss in accomplishing his heroic feat.